sending Mayweather fleet to sing with us. Chose stars all my life, been grinding all my life. Sacrifice.
That's some deep shit. Price.
Want a slice. Got to roll the dice and swap. All my life, I've been grinding all my life. All my life, been grinding all my life. Sacrifice. Hustle, pay the price. Want a slice. Got to roll the dice and swap. All my life, I've been grinding all my life.
Good morning, you animals, you dirt balls. We got a special guest. Actually, he's been on the podcast. Donnie, what's good, Pop?
I took a 2-week paid vacation. You know, Flaherty still cut me that check. I'm saying,
yeah. Well, if Yo back. Is cutting the checks, bro.
Wait, listen. You ain't getting paid for this?
No, dude, I wasn't getting paid.
Shit, shit.
That'd be funny. You should have had a little Knudsen going then. They're paying each other.
No, I'm just playing.
Hit the Venmos. How you guys feeling today?
Good. I'm feeling good. It's a beautiful Saturday out.
Nice out.
Yeah, beautiful nice. Saturday in the gated.
Cars revving up.
Yep.
In the gated.
We got a guy revving his car next door. We're doing a podcast outside today. It's beautiful.
Honestly, I like the outside podcast. It gives it a different energy.
Yeah, it definitely does.
I like the green room last week where Alex was tripping the whole time.
Instead of cooped up in the basement.
Green room. In the damn dark.
I was fucked up. That was a bad. Last week, if you guys didn't listen, I was fucking out for 5 hours doing dumb shit trying to get this car. But I will never be late ever like that again. I apologize to you guys again for being that dude.
Yeah, we were drinking for 5 hours for the podcast. If you couldn't tell,
I couldn't even tell you were drunk. I didn't even know.
I listened. I couldn't tell. I could tell Ryan maybe a little bit, but I couldn't even tell Den was even buzzed, honestly.
Dan played the 2K drinking game, dude. He was slugging every other sip, so. I beat him with the Knicks. I beat him by like 15 or 10. 15.
I kept it at 10.
The 2K drinking game, what's that?
It's where you basically you just drink, like, every time.
You basically get wasted
foul,
real fast. Like,
foul
real
block.
Fast. Yeah.
Or if you miss a foul shot, you have.
Yeah,
so you just drive to the rack every time to get everyone drunk. That's so basically what you do.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we started that at school, and my one roommate who didn't really play 2K, he'd be fucked up before we even went out. And he was so bad at 2K, and he was just trying to get me drinks. He'd be pulling from three every time, and he would just miss. I feel like
we played that.
We did play that. You probably did play.
That was the Henny night. We disappeared.
Disappeared, bro. I don't even know where I went.
You went
how I got home.
We're like, where Alex at?
Yo, I always get drunk and just leave places. Yo, like, the baby, I did it from the baby.
The Irish goodbye, he's Dominican and what?
Italian. Oregon Italian, yeah.
When that Henny gets into you, anything happens, man. So,
yeah. You start acting a fool.
Throwing up everywhere. Call up your ex-girlfriend and tell you love her when you don't.
Been there.
Poor girl we talked about in the beginning that's going to be in the podcast and hear this shit. She's going to be like, yeah, I'm ready for that.
She ain't listening. I'm cool.
I'm ready for Donnie to slide in the DMs.
She's not listening.
It's the one with Hagger.
I'm still doing it. Yeah, I don't care. She can hear all she wants.
Dude, the funniest experience with Donnie is at that bar we went to.
Dude, I feel so bad.
I told this one girl, I'm like, listen. I'm like, Donnie's going to go get this rhino pill, and he's going to fuck this shit out of you.
Wait, you said someone that?
That's what I was telling him.
He said the rhino pill.
Wait, who are you telling the girl? I was calling him?
The one we walked in, and she was there when we got there. She was big drawing everywhere.
I didn't hear you talking about. Yeah, it's my little.
I don't even know her name.
That's my little shorty, though. I didn't hear you talking about. Yeah.
No, it's not. I don't even say that, Don.
Yes, it is. I swear on my mom.
Okay.
I'm joking. I don't got no girls. I'm just playing around. I'm just playing.
Yo, Alex, how did the podcast work with Den's friends hit you up, though? Did that happen?
Den's friends hit me up?
Remember? They said, yo, Dad, tell your girls
cousin. Oh, no one hit me up, bro. He wasn't going to do it. I knew he wasn't. It hurt my feelings already.
226 and he's out here
getting already broken hearted like juice, bro. I'm about to go in my room and cry with the candles on.
Don't tell me that.
Not even the lights.
Don't tell me that.
All right, what we got first here?
We'll say we got some Nipsey Hussle first, man. All right, rest in peace to Nipsey Hussle. Neighborhood Nip.
Neighborhood Nip, is that his nickname?
Yeah, that's his nickname, Neighborhood Nip, because he put on for the neighborhood. Put all his boys on, put the neighborhood
on. Yeah, everybody on payroll, too.
He literally did. I mean,
doing all that without a label or any backing is crazy. It is sad as shit they killed him.
That situation is so, he got killed at his own store where he was putting on
for his whole neighborhood. The only time he had his bodyguard, and he was there because his homie just got out of jail and was going to get him some gear.
Exactly.
You know, treat him nice.
But like Meek said, what did he say? He said in one of his songs, was it My Dogs with Travis Scott, when he's talking about Lil Snoop, he said, I can't get back to my own city because they want to kill me in my own city. And I feel like when famous rappers die, it's always in their own city. Like, where are they? Exactly. Chase Drugs died in his own city. Lil Snoop died in his own city. I mean, I'm too young to know where Pac died. I don't know where. But yeah, like, Lil Snoop and Chase Drugs, those both died in their own neighborhoods where they grew up at.
It's crazy, bro.
It's just crazy because
people don't want to see you
exactly.
Good.
Where
you're
you
doing
live,
better than
exactly.
Them.
If you can break out of that shell, like, if you get different fans out of your neighborhood, I feel like you're golden. Like, no one that lives around you wants to see you do better than you.
It's crazy.
I swear by that. I always know that,
good
too.
For the community, too. Like, he was a community guy. Like,
yeah. He put on for his own. I seen the one video. There was like this old guy. You definitely seen it. It was everywhere. He was like, man, I love Nipsey. I haven't worked in 12 years. Nipsey gave me my first job in 12 years, and I love everyone around here. And Nipsey like pulled up in the Phantom. I think it was a Phantom. Pulled up in the Phantom, and like it was an old dude. Yeah, he was like wearing raggedy clothes, but he worked at Nipsey's store. And he was like, yo, get in. Yeah, Nipsey took the dude out in the Phantom to go get a haircut and shit in the hood or whatever. I thought that was just like. Awesome. I seen that video after he died, and I was just like, damn, like, such a good dude died.
Yeah, the crazy thing is, like, everybody was paying, you know, homage to Nipsey. Like, I don't know who didn't. Like, it's crazy.
Drake did, yeah, I don't know who didn't. I don't know one person that didn't pay homage to him, honestly. Like, one person that's relevant
like,
in the rap game right now, I didn't see
yeah,
one
he,
person
I'm
not
pretty
do
sure
it.
He's, like, one of the West Coast legends, but he doesn't have the big buzz around him because he's independent, you know?
Yeah, I didn't,
he's
yeah.
He's just real.
Yeah. I didn't even, like, I'm not even gonna lie, I didn't really, like, listen a lot to Nipsey Hussle. Like, there's definitely a couple songs I did listen to by him,
yeah.
But I wasn't, like, a big Nipsey fan, but, like, it's fucked up to say, but after he checked, I started learning a lot about him. I was like, oh my god, this dude was, like, such a, like, a genuine good dude, like, holy shit, it's, like, so sad. Like, the more I look into it, and, like, the person he was, I was like, holy shit, like, this is fucked up.
It didn't seem like he was the type to post on social media.
Nah, he was more
I'm doing
like,
this for this person.
Like Jay-Z.
He's a real person. Like, cause like he don't have to post on social media at all. Like, he just does all that shit low key. That's why I think that's why I didn't really know about him too much. Cause I'm a social media guy. I'm on it all the time. So.
I think that's why more people fuck with him too. Cause he wasn't the first one to run out there and let you know what he's doing. He kind of did it real quietly. Cause that's why none of us really knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
I didn't know he had a store. It's not
because
I didn't
know he had a store either until I started hearing everything. He got killed.
I walked past
his
store when I was in Cali
because
I remember somebody said that we walked past it. And I was like, for real, I don't even know.
I'm going there for my 21st, and that's definitely going to be a stop on my list.
Were you going to be 21st, LA?
Me and Ryan are planning it out. He's coming with me. I'm going there. It's the only place I want to go for my 21st. All my friends are like, go to AC. I'm like, no, I want
to
go to LA.
You
haven't
been to LA?
Never. I got to go out there. I know, like, I'm going to enjoy it for 3 days, but I could never live out there. Like, even if I was rich,
I could.
I don't know if I
you
could.
You could, but you could go there.
Well, for my 21st birthday, that's where we're going. That's what I'm saying. That's where we're going. No, I want to go to L.A. because I don't know. I want to experience it.
I'm ready for Vegas. Include me in that. Also, including for L.A. too.
Everyone knows me. If I went to Vegas for my 21st, I'm not coming home. I know everyone says that. Like, I go to Vegas, I'm not going to come home. No, you don't. If I went to Vegas. I am not coming home. Like, I'm not lying.
You gotta
I'm not coming
budget,
home.
Bro. Like,
I'm
not 500 for gambling, 500
LA, I can have a good time
and
be safe.
You gotta go AC before that so you can see mini Vegas. Like, that's like on a scale of 1 to Vegas. Like,
yeah, well, for my 21st, we'll go to LA and then we'll come home and go to
Vegas. Vegas is right around the corner from LA.
We'll drive there.
Like, 3 hours.
I gotta be spitting game to bitches on Melrose. Yeah,
so. Nah, bro, you missed the whole wink thing. There's no spitting game. You just gotta give him a wink, and like, I can't even wink right now.
It's
so
a wink?
He give him a wink.
It's a wink now?
Give him a wink.
You gotta wink at the bitches.
That's how it works, bro.
Probably you do it Kutztown.
Nuh-uh.
That's how it works.
Z's are winging too.
You know, it's funny. I have a funny story when I was in Kutztown. This group of girls came up to the house that we were at. Me and all my friends were drinking on the porch, and she thought we was a frat. And I don't like people in frats. I don't know. I just never did. And we convinced this girl that we were in a frat called Alpha Lidl. And we had, I'm not lying. You can ask all my friends. We had like 15 bitches on the porch screaming, Alpha Lidl. I swear to God, we had all these girls screaming Alpha Lidl on the porch. Yeah, it was
just
top
whores,
five.
Whores, whores, three times.
Yeah, it was fun.
How many of them were huge?
Fun. I think like 9 of them came up.
Were huge?
there was three very good looking ones, and the rest there was like two okay ones, and then the rest of them were ugh. But it was fun. It was funny. It was real funny. All my friends were dying laughing when they were screaming that too. We had them so convinced that we were.
Like, yo, where's the video at? I don't believe it.
Dude, I swear to God, my mom was like, it was hilarious, dude. I don't really be Snapchatting or taking videos no more too much. I just kind of live in the moment. I used to be one of them people that like Snapchat everything, had my video out. You know what I'm saying? Like everything, every good moment, I'd have my like video at. Nowadays, I'm like, I'm living in that moment. I'm not pulling my like. I'll take my phone every once in a while, you know, like Snapchat something now. But yeah, I'm living in the moment now. I'm not storing nothing. Yeah, I live in the moment. But definitely does is I'm like, I'll go back. I'm like, damn, I should have took a video of that moment. But I'm like, you know what? I lived in it, so it's like whatever.
He lived it with the fat girls on the porch screaming Alpha Lead. You should make your Twitter should be Donnie, aka Alpha Lead.
All my
found
friends,
it. Great Coach Patty weekend. 2019.
It was Coach Patty's was.
Did you ever tell them like, yo, this is not a real thing?
Hell no, they ended up leaving because this is when we were pre-gaming to go out. We had a big keg crawl to go to, like six different houses, and there's probably over like 400 people in every house. Everyone was had wristbands and shit. This is when we were pregame. This was at like 9 o'clock in the morning that this happened. These girls walked up and were like, "Are you a frat?" And all my friends were about to say no. I gave them a nudge. I was like, "Yeah, we're a frat." They were like, "What are you called?" I was like, "Oh, we're Alpha Leadum." They swore that we were Alpha Leadum. It was so funny. Dude.
You swore into Alpha.
It was
Leadum,
so.
I'm
funny.
The head of Alpha Leadum.
It was so funny. So we're rocking with that, man. They were like, "I said, dude, I even got a tatted on me." I said, "Look." I said, "Look." Swear to God.
Did you really get a basement thigh tat?
Yeah,
that's great.
Friend,
I love
my
it.
Friend, I got it right in the house, right over there. You can see it from here. I got it right over there. Yep. Sure.
The name of the podcast, Alpha Leadum. Just calling it now, putting it in for Denzel.
Alpha Leadum.
All right, so we kind of got off topic.
We got off
Nipsey
real fast. We got to still keep going.
We went from
my
Nipsey
God.
To Donnie's 21st.
I'm sorry, we're done talking about me. Yeah. Rest in peace, Nipsey Hussle, one time, man. And we can keep going on him because there is definitely another crazy thing that happened with that whole situation.
To go back to Nipsey, is for me, is I feel like I'm an asshole because I knew Nipsey was a fan. But I would never listen in depth to what he was saying until I seen the interview when he passed away. He's talking about like owning your publishing, your management. I'm like, huh, he might be on something. And I went back to listen to his recent album. I was like, holy shit, my man is really speaking game. Like Jay-Z did.
I agree on that. Yeah, I agree 100%. Because like I said, I wasn't like a huge Nipsey fan. But then like after he died, I started like looking into him a lot more. And I was like, damn, like I should have been. But like,
yeah.
I feel like a hypocrite for saying that. Because people like, you know, when someone dies and you start listening to them, everyone's like, everyone has like problems with it. Like, oh, you didn't listen to him when he was alive. He died.
No, but that's not how this is getting treated.
Because he owns all his masters and all his publishing. So everything was Nipsey Hussle's kids.
So he wasn't signed to no label at all. Like, everything he did was.
So I know Rick Ross tried signing him, but Nipsey wanted specific like things in the agreement. And Ross was like, "Yo, sorry, man, we can't provide that. But do your thing." Like, but the thing was, you know, when you don't have a label, it's like hard getting these co-signs from other artists and all the stuff like that. But
yeah,
that was the problem.
Like, a lot of
Nipsey and Meek was supposed to have a joint album coming. That still might drop. You know,
Nipsey and Meek, who else? Someone else had a joint album coming with Nipsey Hussle. Who? It was someone big too, like real big, like currently big
know,
in the game.
I
don't know. I
know.
Man.
Drake was supposed to have a song, but
that's who it was. Never mind. I don't know.
Drake has a song.
I don't know. I'm thinking. It was Drake talking about having a song. No, but Drake. They were about to do another song together. Drake and Nipsey. I seen that Double XL.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't know how true that is. Double XL posted it, but I mean, I don't know how true that is.
I used to listen to Nipsey a lot back in the day because I was big in MMG. And Nipsey was always featured
on
his songs
all the time.
And that
might be one of my plays of the week this week. One of them songs, by the way. MMG's on. It's all MMG. I ain't gonna say the name of it yet, but it's all MMG.
Don't, because I'll just play that shit.
So, man, wait, when I say, you're like, holy shit. It's off one of my favorite mixtapes of all time.
Save it. Nah, don't say it. We can't give away the picks of the week.
Saving it to the end.
How about you, Dan? Anything you want to add on Nipsey Hussle?
Nah, it's just crazy. Like, I mean, he had, like, a big influence to the area around, like, L.A. and everything. Just, like, a big name, like, you know, a big, like...
Yeah, he's definitely a legend in L.A.
That's not even a doubt. He's viewing at the Staples Center.
I can't believe that's crazy.
Ain't no random person viewing to the Staples Center. Like, if LeBron was to die tonight, his shit ain't even gonna be at the Staples Center. His shit won't even be there.
The NBA will be canceled for a few weeks.
Yeah. The I guess the one dude was yelling at Drake, saying that Drake was showing fake love to Nipsey Hussle. Did you guys see that?
I did not see nothing on that. Honestly, nothing.
He was like, you rappers, like Drake, you got all this money, but you don't belong to your communities like Nipsey did, so you can't be talking on the level of Drake.
I agree with that.
Nipsey.
Bro, Nipsey don't even have near as much money as Drake. Not even close. So you can't even, you know, we can all say that.
Well, Nipsey owns 100%. Drake doesn't even own probably 5%.
Well, dude, Drake's in pocketing money. Drake definitely has.
You don't think Drake owns more than 5%?
What? Drake has. I'm not saying what he owns. I'm saying how much money he's bringing home. Like how much income Drake's making is definitely way more than Nipsey Hussle ever made.
When you own everything, dude.
But I get what you're saying. But what I'm saying, what Drake is bringing into his pocket, bringing in, is definitely way more than Nipsey Hussle's making.
Yeah.
Way more. He should be. I know, like Drake opened like the OVO Center, but that's for the Raptors. Like, they open up.
Yeah, Raptors. Did, right? I just put a name.
Well, like yeah, like I'd definitely be putting on for my like town. Like I would have a little, you know, little shop right up there at the top of Acres Drive, which I should
probably
do something.
See,
that's why I'll never make a lot of money because that's what I'd be. I don't know. I'm too generous with my money. That's all I'm gonna say. I don't know. I want to see other people share it with me.
Share the wealth. Yeah. Another thing I don't like is. When someone dies, they get all this crazy love. Like, why couldn't that be shown in the man's life?
Well,
he was loved.
I get that.
He was crazy loved. I'll give you that. But all like the people speaking out, like, Drake never fucking posted his man's album when it came out.
Yeah.
Like, listen to Nipsey.
Oh, you're going on that part. I thought you were saying
it's kind of like a sad way for people to get buzzed around someone's head.
I mean, both ways.
Everyone's
both.
To say that shit. Like, just to bring blood to their name, too. That's how the world is.
You don't know what you got. And that saying is so true.
You don't know what you got to your
That saying is probably, I think the truest saying, I don't know another truer saying than that. Like, that's how it is. Like, literally how it is. Like, you can check, like, if you go on Apple Music top 20, top 50 right now.
It's all Nipsey.
Dude, there's like 25 Nipsey songs, so top 50 on Apple Music.
He's getting more exposure now.
After it's really fucked up to say after he died, I definitely listened to I've been listening to Nipsey more.
That's good. I hope everyone listens to Nipsey.
And so is all my friends. All my friends are like, dude, I'm listening to Nipsey like all the time now. I'm like, I know, like, I don't know. Nipsey was a hell of a rapper. He really was. He had like a different flow. I don't know how to describe it. His flow was different.
Excuse that jerk off and his little dick and his motorcycle being an asshole out here in the streets.
We in the hood, man. We
dude,
in the hood.
Internet just let the ball pass and make square run off.
We in the hood, man.
Just because we didn't stop real pizza, that's crazy.
There's your Phillies sports update for this podcast.
Phillies fucking suck.
They're going to win like 15.
So I guess to transition from Nipsey just once again.
We gotta talk about the Roddy Rich.
Oh, the Roddy Rich thing. Donnie.
Donnie,
talk about the Roddy Rich thing.
We do have to go into that.
This is Donnie's like corner right
so,
now.
This is probably might be the craziest thing a lot of you are going to hear in a little bit. I mean, at least it wasn't me.
Was this on social media?
So, one of my friends sent it into the, we have like a big Twitter group chat DM with a whole bunch of my friends, and he sent it in. And I looked into it, so the song Die Young by Roddy Ricch, that video dropped, I don't know the exact date, Rod, what was the date? It was
July 28th, I think the date was.
So July 28th, 2018, mm-hmm. That's a whole 6 months before, 9 months, it was way longer than that, whatever, it was a long time ago. And Roddy Ricch is on the phone in that video, and he gets on FaceTime with Nipsey Hussle, and he's talking to Nipsey Hussle, and the lyrics are, what are the exact lyrics? Why the legends always got to die so quick? And he's on FaceTime with Nipsey Hussle, and this is the exact moment he's on FaceTime. Nipsey, I don't know. There's like, you can look it up. You can go watch the Die Young video and fast forward to 1 minute and 25 seconds, and you will see it, and you will be like, holy shit! Like, my friends didn't even bat an eye at it. I was like, how can you not bat an eye at that? That is insane. Like, they sent in that group chat, like, only two people responded, and everyone saw it. They were like, I said, oh, my God. One of my other friends said, holy shit. And out of a group chat of, like, 30 people, not one person even said nothing. I was like, how are you not talking about that? That's probably the craziest thing I've seen in a long time.
I was driving. We told him, like, let me see this shit. I'm looking at 125.
It's literally
why the legends always got to die quick, and it's Nipsey Hussle.
Literally
answered the fucking phone, and I'm like,
nuts,
wow.
Right? Like,
I was
that's,
like,
isn't it fucked up?
Me.
Like,
it
could be like, I don't know. Like, I want to say it's a coincidence. I mean, everyone thinks it's a coincidence, but like the lyrics he was saying, and he was on. He didn't have to be on FaceTime with Nipsey at that exact time that he was saying them words. Like, you know what I'm saying?
That's
like,
true.
Like, he could have FaceTimed Nipsey during any part of that video, but he was on FaceTime with Nipsey when he said, "Why a legend's always got to die." So
at the exact time, too, it's crazy, bro.
That's just it. Made it, I don't know. It's just crazy to me. I don't think it's a coincidence. I don't know.
So for an update on that, I called somebody who was following Roddy Ricch before he blew up, and Nipsey Hussle and the West Coast Movement was like supporting, giving cosign to Roddy Ricch prior. So even though it's a great conspiracy, like, that shit's fucking, it's still weird that on the exact moment, why the legends always gotta die quick and Nipsey Hussle's calling this man. That's crazy, but Nipsey was trying to push Roddy Ricch to heights that, I guess, Meek took further than him.
Yeah.
So he got the cosign into that video with that dude with the fucking ukulele.
Yeah, exactly.
And then
Meek
put him on from there, so. Yeah, that was fucking crazy conspiracy, but.
That, I mean, even though, like, I get, like, Nipsey was co-signing him, but that's still nuts, though.
Nuts, yep.
Because he could have put Nipsey at any point during that video.
Any point, yeah.
But he put him right on when he said the legends always gotta die so quick. It's crazy. I don't know.
It's crazy because it literally shows the FaceTime.
Nipsey Hussle right on there.
5 seconds, you just, like, listen to the, it, like, hits you at first, and the legends always gotta die.
It's literally Nipsey Hussle on FaceTime with him. This video dropped last July. It's just like, that's just like, I don't know. It could be just a crazy coincidence, but that's just like a little too crazy for me. I don't know. I don't try to think too deep into things because, I don't know. It just scares me.
We don't know. It's,
it scares me, yeah. Also, there's a really good thing to dive into, which we didn't even have on the paper. He was, Nipsey Hussle was in part of making a movie for the doctor that had this cure to AIDS or whatever. Dr. Semi or whatever. I don't even know what it is.
Cool, then there you go.
Did you see? Yeah, so Nipsey Hussle was making a movie with the doctor, I can't even know his exact name.
He said
he has the cure to AIDS. So Nipsey Hussle dies, and a whole bunch of people from Philly are talking about, yo, my baby mom is working with the dude that has a cure for AIDS. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Jesus
like,
Christ.
They're trying to get...
He's dead. They killed him.
Oh, really?
The government killed him.
That maybe I'm so wrong, but I'm right on point. I can figure it out.
Seb, yeah. He basically cured everything from diabetes to fucking HIV people.
He wasn't a licensed doctor, so no. They
took him to court, and they're like, prove, show us files of proof that you cured diabetes. And they had some dude come with them, and they showed the paperwork. Like, this is prior to treatment, this is after treatment, and it's 3 months after. And it was like, his diabetes didn't come back. So basically what he was doing was, every like herbal, like plants and shit like that, he was taking from the ground, growing it. Putting into like a blender with some other like vitamins,
yeah.
He would just drink that shit for 40 days, and after 40 days, you were fucking good.
Clean
up, dude. That's crazy. There's so many herbs and like natural vitamins and shit. Like,
how would you think he even start that? Yo, you have to drink this for 40 days.
He said God was like 40 days and 40 nights. He said something to somebody.
So you drank that shit for 40 days and you were just like...
He described it as like cleaning the plaque from your body. Like, it's a refuck. It's like a refresh. Like, your body's regenerative, so...
Dude, I need some of that. Yo, send that shit to me, man. Holy shit.
It's crazy. The government hides it, and then there's a coincidence Nipsey Hussle's doing a documentary, and then this dude kills him. But Nick Cannon said he's going to finish the documentary, but...
And watch another thing. Remember that I said this in 5 years from now. Nick Cannon's gonna randomly die somehow.
God forbid! Don't kill Nick Cannon. Wow, that's pretty funny.
The Wild Now is funny. I need to be on that thing. Man. I can't rap it all. I can't rhyme, but I need to be on that thing.
But yeah, so yeah, man. But also, someone said like as a counterpoint to Nipsey's like thing. He said Nipsey was doing a documentary on the guy, the Dr. Semi, or however you pronounce his name.
Yeah,
from public knowledge you can find on Google. So they're like, how you dummies think that the government killed him? But
it's just bringing shit to light, you know? And
that bringing it back, because you ever hear about that guy? Nah. No, he's definitely been, because I didn't know.
Before
Nipsey brought him back up to...
They're obviously, we don't got to dive into this. This is too much, but there obviously is a cure for AIDS, because... Magic Johnson's doing real good right now. Like, he don't look
besides
like he's... besides the Lakers doing terrible, I don't think he's... He don't even look bad. Like, he looks good. He looks healthy. He could get back in and be probably.
Magic
Johnson played for the Lakers right now, they probably have a better record. I ain't gonna lie. Right now, if he got his fat ass back in the game, he'd probably still be doing good.
I don't even know if he'd come back and play basketball.
He's over there trying to lure Ben Simmons, though.
I'll fucking slap the shit out of fucking Magic Johnson.
I'll kill him. That's right, I'll kill him.
We'll talk about that later, though, Ben Simmons. Alright, so anything else you want to add about Nipsey that we didn't already hit?
Just rest in peace to a real, real ass person. I don't know. I mean, that's all I got on him for right now.
Definitely go check him out again, man.
Yeah, please go stream his music.
Buy his music.
Nipsey Hussle, yeah. Exactly. Lauren London's getting all that bread.
You think he uploaded to DistroKid? Or Empire?
For that.
That'd be hilarious. It's probably Empire.
Probably does.
Alright, so told my Empire and Upwood Music. Let's talk about this junky Old Town Road guy and how much I love his new song.
That's just good.
Dude, honestly, I didn't even listen to the original version.
I didn't understand it.
I thought it was shit.
Billy Ray Cyrus.
That's
crazy. It just sounded like Travis Scott.
Who, Billy Ray Cyrus or?
The original song. I heard like the chorus and that just sounded exactly like something Travis would do.
Dude, it's crazy that you said that, but let's talk more, but I'm going to look this up real quick about, they were describing Lil Nas X guy, whatever, as Travis Scott. It's crazy you just said that.
That is fucked up.
He put out some videos of, like, new shit, and it sounds more rappy than the country kind of vibe.
No, I did, I heard
the snippet.
It's
crazy, he's not the first person to do the country shit.
Nelly did it.
There was, like,
Tim McGraw.
I'm talking about, there's a few SoundCloud rappers I heard that actually incorporate, the one Uzi hopped on the remix, and that shit didn't even take off for real.
But honestly, country music is kind of getting like.
Well, country music put 808s in it, so.
Yeah.
Is Travis Scott. Hold on, this says the TikTok spawn phenomenon marries brother Osborne and Travis Scott for a country trap bop fit for Stagecoach and Rolling Loud. Old Town Road arrives at the spur of the video game Red Dead Redemption 2, which directly references coddling the hip-hop culture and genres adjacent memes to the Salon retune. So is Travis Scott credited on the thumbnail?
Fuck no, he's not. I don't trust Scott to be credited at all.
No, this dude legit was like no one in his basement making some
it's
weird
first
shit.
Song,
to,
dude.
First
that's what they say.
Yeah, quote, I mean, quote. The first song I have music, I saw.
He probably was rapping about guns and shit like 5 years ago.
Well, what you were saying, then I did hear the snippet of his new song, and it sounded hot as shit.
Kind of nice,
it was a real hip hop song. It wasn't no like, bro. I don't know how people can sit down and listen.
Bro,
to, like,
it's exactly what X did. X was rapping on that weird shit at the beginning, and then he like, all right,
change
his
shit
up.
No, I'm actually
gonna rap how I want to rap now, not like what I'm gonna get buzzed from.
Well, I get that, but the Lil Nas Bull got it, obviously a shit ton of buzz. He's the number one song in the country right now. I mean, I don't know what Billboard has him as, but on Apple Music,
he's
number
he's
one.
He has to be. Because they don't know what genre it is.
He was number one country.
They're not going to throw him in country because...
Well, don't matter what the genre. They have a... They have
is
a
there any black country artist, though?
Yeah.
He's not a country artist. He's a hip-hop. He's not a country artist. He's a straight-up hip-hop artist. His new snippet is straight hip-hop.
He said, ride on my tractor.
Well, yeah, I asked my friends last night, I said, can you...
That song's so trash.
I asked my friends, can you honestly sit down, like, by yourself, like, no one around, and, like, jam out to that song. Like, a couple of my friends said, the chorus is, I like the chorus. Like, it's cool. I like that, but, like, when the beat drops and he starts rapping about, like, riding his horses down a road, I'm like, get this shit the fuck out of here, man. Like,
I think it's a joke.
Exactly, dude.
But I can't listen to a joke.
I think he cracked the code for music promotion on dumb shit level.
Wow.
With the memes.
Terrible time.
Well, we have to wait.
Somebody just played Old Town Road, I guess it has to.
There goes a fire
truck. It's a whole podcast. Oh, we really got everything out here in Liam today. You know, David.
You should get a real experience. No other motherfuckers doing podcasts outside.
Y'all are getting the sound experience of Liam Estates right now, man. It's the hood.
Are we in Liam or is this?
This is Liam. This is straight up.
You are in your heart.
You were in the heart. You couldn't get any more Liam right now if you tried. You were in the heart of it. You were in the heart of Liam.
Drinking Miller.
Right here. Drinking Miller's on the deck. You were in Liam.
We should be rapping about this.
drinking Miller's on the Porsche. I don't fucking leave, dog.
I probably won't listen, dog.
That shit will blow up. I'm not even joking.
I'm making a song called Lead 'em Tonight. No one steal it. Just like using that.
You honestly might as well.
It's going to blow up. Don's going to share it again. We're going to get famous. Yo's going to make the beat for us.
Lead 'em song would blow up way more than Donnie Taz would. I can tell you that right now. That's
I'm not even from Lead 'em. They're like, you frony ass motherfucker.
You don't got to be from Lead 'em. Lead 'em claims a lot of people, so you don't got to be from Lead 'em.
Here we go. This dude is hard.
I don't know if anyone was just listening. This dude tried to start his car like 7 times in a row, and he just stopped. And he couldn't start his car for like 7 times. He finally got it after the 8th time, and he just drove down the street with it.
Hey, my car does the same thing. Don't hate.
So we then, I guess the consensus is the song's a joke, and we view it as a joke.
I think the song's a joke, and I never want to hear it. I really don't ever.
Billy Ray Cyrus is smart as fuck for hopping on this remix.
He is.
He's probably getting 70%. That's very smart. He's getting the biggest bag he's seen in the last, 10 years?
I bet he's going on tour, and it's going to be crazy shit.
He's getting the biggest bag he's seen in... Yo, question. I do not know that. Is that really Miley Cyrus' dad? That's his blood dad.
That's the biggest bag he's gonna get since the last decade.
Honestly, that's the biggest bag he's gonna get in the last decade.
He probably signed Miley Cyrus and was getting money off her.
That's his daughter. What do you mean he signed her? That's his daughter. Like,
hey man.
I don't know. She probably signed somewhere. Somebody scooped her up.
Nah, my mom would do the same shit. I was famous.
Miley Cyrus come to the run around. I'll sign you. You know what I'm saying? We can talk deals.
All right, so we talk splits.
Talk to splits.
Shout out to splits.
Shout out to splits. Yeah, the good splits, not the jerk off splits. I'm not even gonna say this jerk off splits. We know the split.
There is some jerk off splits around the way.
69 in jail. 6'9" in jail. My man is squealing like a pig every day. He's like, yo, you heard about?
Such an asshole. I used to support this dude to like the death of me, yo. I could have swore he was the realest dude. Like, I am embarrassed.
That's social media for you, though. The fake.
No, before he was even like that famous, me and my one friend Danae like put on for him. We're like, dude, this dude's gonna be huge. Like, he wasn't even that big yet. It was just, like as soon as Gummo dropped, like dude, literally as soon as it dropped, me and my one friend Danae started bumping him.
Dude,
like,
real shit. I didn't even fuck with Gummo.
Really? Dude, it took me. I listened to it. No, someone sent it to me, and I was like,
Billy,
he has a lot of good songs, but like, someone sent me Gummo, and I was like, this shit is fucking terrible. And then like, I listened to it again, started picking the beat up, picking the flow up. I was like, damn, this shit hot. And me and my one friend put this song on to everyone around. And we were widening parties, bumping this joint. And we finally got everyone on the wave. Everyone was like, yo, this shit is fire. Everyone started, every song, every party, right? Y'all was like, yo, put on Gummo. But I was the biggest supporter of this dude, and then he failed me. He turned into a little bitch and folded up. He did the opposite of everything he rapped about, and I was like,
shout out Bobby Shmurda.
Damn. Bobby Shmurda is the realest dude alive, and we got less than a year till he gets out.
Less than a year now?
2020. Yeah. No, we got a little over a year. It's 2020. It's October 2020, right?
Yo, Nav didn't like the comments you were talking about last week.
Nav?
Text my phone.
Yeah. Now, you mad that you would text your phone like you didn't talk about
it? No, on a dead end series, no. Me and Ryan saw the last Bobby Shmurda live performance ever. Wells Fargo Center, powerhouse, Bobby Shmurda came out, and he had his whole crew on the stage.
A whole bunch of killers.
Yes,
bro.
He had his whole, he had the whole GS9, he had all GS9's baby moms, he had all GS9's side bitches, they were all up there, and I have a video of it on my phone, and I was singing like a fanboy, ain't gonna lie, but me and Ryan saw his last live, I stopped.
What year was that?
I stopped 2013? I was a sophomore in high school, beginning of sophomore year, so that was, you were 2 years out of high school at that point.
That was 2015.
Yep. So I was, I think I was 15.
Bobby Shmurda caught a body about a week ago. So.
He caught a body about a long time ago.
Yeah, for real. But back to 6ix9ine in jail. I know Treyway just came out and pleaded guilty.
Yeah, so basically all Treyway has come into the judge and pleaded guilty.
Everyone's snitching in.
Once 6ix9ine said, fuck all y'all, I'm going to let my nuts drag, niggas, and I'm snitching. And he told everybody.
Well, I mean, this could sound fucked up to say if... I don't think he would, but if Bobby Shmurda was offered the same shit, like, and Rowdy Rebel, like, you're getting life in prison straight up.
I mean,
do you think Bobby Shmurda would start talking or nah?
It depends.
I get it. Bobby Shmurda got offered, what, was it 4 years or 3 years?
Three years if he
started talking, he said, I'll do seven if Rowdy does seven. So now they're both doing seven, and that's the realest thing.
That's crazy.
That is 4 years in prison because of your friend. Like, that is 4 years in prison because of your best friend.
How many views this fucking, that song got?
I don't know, but when he gets out of prison, he better get treated like a god. I'll be pissed off if he isn't. He better get treated like, people better be bowing down to him in the rap game. Better be bowing down to him.
You have Spotify on your, what about Bobby? I want to see what streaming
look
like. He hasn't been paid for years. Who owns his shit? Is that Def Jam?
I mean, was he signed to a label when he got booked? I mean, yeah. I don't know.
I think it was Def Jam. Was it Def Jam?
That's all I'm saying, bro. He is a real... The whole story...
Also, look who signed Bobby Shmurda and if they dropped him. Because if they dropped him, I wouldn't even sign a label.
I remember like when that story first came out, they were like, oh, Bobby was supposed to get three. It was crazy.
If you go on Spotify and then type in his name, like, it'll show you the views. I mean, I guess, yo over here, he knows that.
4 years is a long time, bro. It's a long time. But if it's your best friend, I mean, I get it.
So it's only been
4 years in a long time.
4 years?
No, he's been locked up way longer than 4 years. What I'm saying is, he got offered three, but then he said,
I'll take seven
if Rowdy can take. Rowdy was supposed to get 13 years in prison. Rowdy was supposed to get 13 years. And Bobby was supposed to get three. Bobby said, I'll take seven if Rowdy can take seven. So they met in the middle, and they agreed on it. It's the DA or whatever that agreed on. They said, all right.
They want to catch bodies.
So they both agreed on seven, and they're going to be both getting out. And next, not this December coming up. I think it's next.
So could you guys justify 6ix9ine snitching? I'm kind of curious what you're
talking about. So obviously you can tell it wasn't, like, tell it was the people around him, you know? Because honestly, if it was one of my best friends, like...
I mean, I can't justify snitching. I can't justify it for him because all the shit he talked about in his raps. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying all, everything he talked about in his raps.
He came in the game with a bunch of fake people, dude.
He did, yeah. I didn't even know. Like, he just became friends with Treyway and all them, like, literally right before he got famous. When he started blowing up, that was literally when he met Treyway and all them.
They were all supporting him.
So where was he before that video then? Where did he live at? Where was he
from?
He was signed to...
Yeah, Shoddy. Well, Treyway's real name is Shoddy. That's it. Shoddy was the bull that shot at Casanova on video.
He shot Casanova on video? Got away with that shit?
He shot at Casanova. They all ended up becoming boys, but I don't understand. I would never be boys if someone shot at me. But whatever, like... Yeah, you didn't see the video? There's a video. They're both in black SUVs, all black tinted windows, obviously. And you see 6ix9ine hop out first, and then you see Treyway or Shoddy, as he's known as, hop out the whip right behind 6ix9ine out of the big ass SUV.
Oh, in New York,
bro! It starts boom. You see the gun blast. You see bang, 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 bang. And then 6ix9ine and Shoddy hop back in the SUV and they pull up. But yeah, they shot at Casanova. And then later on, 10 months, not even 10, like 5 months later, they ended up becoming friends. They're all cool together. Now we have an ambulance going on and lead them.
It's like you ain't gonna kill me, bitch.
Yeah, we have convenience.
Yeah, man, I don't know. I don't know how I feel, but I don't know if you really can justify it. I mean, snitching is bad.
Yeah, you can't justify it.
But unfortunately, I'm not in the gang.
I'm not in a gang life either, so I mean, I
what
can't.
What happens though,
like,
is when you get interrogated, they legit put you in a room for probably 48 hours.
Yeah, you're in a room.
They convince
yeah.
you that your boy snitched already.
Yeah, they have you in a corner. Yeah, they have you in a corner. The room's all cold. I took criminal justice class. I know few things about this. They have you in the corner. The room's all cold. They'll be sitting in a seat that's higher than you, so they're looking down at you. So you're kind of like intimidated already because you're looking up when you're talking. So you're kind of just like, but like, yeah. Well, I'm not in a gang, so I'm saying like, I can't like.
I couldn't tell you.
But some people are like, he has a daughter to like come out and take care of. So they like, get what
I'll
he's saying.
I'll never know
like,
what I'm gonna do unless I'm in that position.
I can't even talk on that. I think it's fucked up. But I mean,
why
I can't
put yourself in that position though? Like, if you ain't really.
Yeah, that's what I told. And that's what I tell my friends. That's what I tell my friends.
He loved the buzz. He loved being out. Dude,
he got famous from that. If he would have never,
he was famous.
If he would have never put himself in that position, he would have never been that famous. He would have never been that famous.
Honestly. what would you do for the money? It's kind of what it comes down to each individual.
Everybody. Some random gang took this kid in.
That's all he had a budget.
They were like, damn, he's going to make us money.
They
here
we
go.
They could finesse him with bread and all that.
And you know what? And now they're all kicking themselves in their ass. They probably should. They probably would have went back to the day they met him. They probably said, "We should have told this young boy to scream." Real shit.
Yeah. So when I first realized that this shit was fake, I should have not realized, but like subconsciously realized, but didn't want to believe it. When I looked up, the CPG was also a thing. When I looked up who 6ix9ine was signed to and who Trippy was signed to, it was the same person.
Yeah, Trippy
and they had the same manager at the time. Like it was.
They have a whole bunch of songs together.
Yeah,
he gets a percentage of 6ix9ine shit.
Trippy does?
Yeah. I like Trippy a lot. He's a good ace personality.
Does he really?
I think so, yeah. I believe. That's what Trippy was. Trippy was so talented as faces.
Bobby, back to the 5 minutes ago when we were having that talk. Since Dan slacking on boards, Hot Apple got 216 million plays.
What do you know, on Spotify?
On just Spotify, and Bobby Smurfs got 1.5 million monthly listeners still.
What's the record?
1.5 million.
1.5
million.
Monthly listeners.
That's a lot. That's still a lot. He's been locked up.
Yeah, he's in Power Gaming by Spotify, which gives him like 60,000. So, and Hype by Spotify. And somebody's just thing. So, let's see what they... See if they have...
I'm jumping ahead to the last topic. I'm just looking at it, and I'm going to go off on that one. The last topic, I'm going to go off on that one.
What's that one?
Little baby versus Gunna.
So, man's doing $216 million on the Hot Nigga song. He's got to at least be doing fucking the same.
Well, you gotta think, like, still nowadays, when you put that song on, that you could turn a boring ass party into a hype ass party with just that song. You put that, you can have a boring time. You put that song on. I'm putting that song on.
Epic.
Put that song on right now. I'm telling you, you got a last resort to a song at a party. You don't know what to put on. Please put on. Put that song on.
Put on Backwoods and Heartbreaks.
After that, you put that on. You
gotta let me play the Hot Nigga song by Bobby Smurfs. Bobby Bitch. I can't believe
Bobby Bitch. Don't put on Bobby Bitch because if you put on Bobby Bitch. A lot of shit's gonna be broken in your house. Self experience, me and all my friends. You put that song on, shit's getting broken.
Yeah, there's also a drinking game on our podcast, so you can listen to this shit. Every time Donnie refers to his friends, you gotta drink. Which is every sentence he talks.
I guess so.
So he's gotta wax on that, but that's a drinking game.
I guess kind of like off topic.
I got a good life, man. I just be talking about it. I have a wild
life. You guys are like,
you know,
like,
it's so
Obama,
did
you ever get like get into that song at all?
For
New Year's,
that song was trash. And fuck
we should have went into that. We should have went into that when we were on the Old Town Road.
Yeah, Shaq West is canceled.
Yeah, Shaq West is done.
Enough with that song. We're not even talking about
it. I don't think I ever. I think there was only one time that I was feeling no Bamba, and I was like at a party.
I
think it was the first time I heard it. I was like, okay,
it was over.
I was like, okay, all right. This is kind of hot. I listened to it when I wasn't at a party. I was like, it's kind of whack. And then like, and then it was played at parties every third song. It was played. I'm like, come on. Like, wherever you went, that song was playing. I'm like,
and the crazy
I'm
thing
done.
Is, like,
I don't want to hear it anymore. I don't want to hear that song ever again.
It's like, yo, they had like the nerd kid with the white with the glasses on from, what is
from
that?
Alpha Sigma Pi, jamming.
That too. And it was like the one, that Christmas movie, Pineapple Express or something.
The train.
Polar Express, and they had the little kid with glasses.
Oh, yeah.
With
the AirPods in, right? Didn't he have AirPods in?
No, just because they fucking put them in there.
Yeah, that was it. I don't ever want to hear Mo Bamba or Shaq
West
or Old Town Row ever. Shaq
West can be canceled, but when the
Shaq West is canceled,
was years crazy.
He beat his girlfriend up too. That's fucked.
Justine Skye, man, I seen her live before she blew up.
That's fucked.
Yeah, she went on a date with somebody.
Why are you gonna date a one hit wonder if you're verified already? The fuck, like you can date whoever you want if you're verified. Not daily.
Really?
You can smash everyone. Like what?
Amber Rose.
Did
she, like, go out on dates or some shit?
Yeah. Amber Rose has been boyfriend, that's been boy, girlfriend.
That's what's her name? That's,
Savage for years.
Like China. Now.
They broke up.
This is me? What the fuck?
Hey!
So who's Amber Rose? 21
she's
Savage!
She's dating some exec from,
Probably not years ago. So she's pregnant with the new rule?
Yeah,
something from Jessica. 21 Savage. Amber Rose is a whore.
Yeah, bullshit.
I knew that. I knew that for a while.
She left Sebastian out there dry.
I just like 21 Savage a lot, so I wasn't going to say Amber Rose.
When's the last time she saw Sebastian?
Wiz Khalifa.
Sebastian, yeah.
She
don't see
him,
I think?
No. Wiz Khalifa is a... Shout out to Wiz Khalifa. He's a hell of a dad. I watched a whole bunch of videos on him. He's a hell of a dad.
He's a pretty cool dude, too.
He is a hell of a dad. He said... I remember one thing. He was like, he used to drive his son to school every day in, like, the Rolls Royce or whatever. And his son was like, Dad, I want to start taking the bus with all my friends. And Wiz was like, all right, perfect. Yeah, so his son takes the bus every day with all his friends now. And Wiz says he walks in the bus every day. He said he's so happy about it. It's awesome. That is awesome. He takes the bus stop every day with his friends.
Shout out to all the dads who take care of their kids.
You don't see that too much anymore. Real shit.
People take a turn.
That's so funny.
All right, so basically, the sentence on 6ix9ine, we're going to get past him. We got next over there. Let's see. French Boy, Montana the Third.
Yeah, that's my man.
Yeah, that's fucked up. So I didn't dive deep into that, but yeah.
I feel like Moonshine's really killed this topic. So French Montana, I believe I'm getting this right, stole Bulls beat 5 years ago.
Supposedly.
Supposedly, quotation.
Well, that's how long the legal process probably took to actually get the money. So that kid was probably...
So you think it went through and it got finalized already.
It had to have been.
Was it 5 years ago or was it 5 million?
I was a freshman in high school when that shit came out, I think.
I don't even remember that song. Wait, yeah.
We played down the beach. I remember that was the album. We played down the beach
every year, though.
Obviously.
We played down the beach every year.
Because remember, we played...
That was what happens.
We played Fuck What Happens Tonight every single night from at the boardwalk. Me and BC played that shit. Every night.
So you weren't 21 yet?
Nah, I didn't get the only block party.
Yo, we had the one that says don't waste my time, yo. It was like 9 o'clock and for block party, we drink all day. We played that song, dude, act like we're about to go to this big ass bag room shit. We just
That's Mr. Moss. Yeah, shout out to Mr. Moss one time in his old ass car. I know who that is, that's funny as shit.
He's probably gonna be listening too, so shout out to you for listening.
So it says here, before we went to our opinion on it. The lawsuit claims that French stole the song from Eddie Lee Richardson, a.k.a. Hot Y, the producer. I've never heard of this guy in my life. He said that French found the beat on SoundClick in 2012 that was named Hood, Push and Wait, Ain't Worry About Nothing. And French Montana basically took what he said, took the tag off, and then just said ain't worry about nothing. Sure. He's looking to receive $5 million in profit. So that song had to do way more than $5
million. That song did way more than $5 million. I would have paid that producer and said, shh. That's what I would have said. If I really stole it, though. If I knew I stole it, I would have paid that producer $5 million.
Dude, if I woke up tomorrow and I heard my beat on radio and shit, I would try and reach out to the dude if we took any leads.
I'm talking from French's perspective, not the producer's perspective.
You said give the producer
bread. From French's perspective. If I'm in French's shoes, that's what I would do. If I'm in a producer's shoes, I'd be like, if I was a producer, I'd be like, bro, like, that's yours, just like, can you work on me a little bit? Let's work. Like, that's all I would say.
The only thing you lose in that situation, if you're the producer, you're looking at this guy like, damn, this song had to be like 15, 20 million in
easily.
Profit.
But then again, I'm not an asshole, though. I would be like, let's work. Like, you don't got to pay me nothing, but let's work. But, like, if someone was smarter than me, you'd probably be like,
that was in the bottom music age, too.
And you make bread.
That was in the streaming age. And you perform that everywhere, dude, you get. So
if that producer
was smart, all he would have done, too, besides this whole lawsuit, was find a good ass, like publishing agent or something to just literally get all the money recouped from him, so like you wouldn't even have to.
So he would get. What are you saying? He would get all the money that French made from that song.
He would get his portion.
What is it?
All you have to do is go to the label, and be like, "Yo, I made this beat. Here's the proof. Here's the file. This is the year it was done." And he could.
I would snap.
I would be really. I'd be jerk. I'll take your song down, cuz.
If it was an artist that I liked, I'd be like, all right, brother, that's my beat. Like, I should have told him, we can either do it one of two ways. You can either like put me on and let me make some beats for you. Then do splits, or we're just going to court straight up.
Like, that's where greed kicks in too, though. That's a good point, though. That's where greed kicks in. Is your French Montana, your song's making? I don't even know how much it's making. You're jerking this dude off. You knew. French to Bad Boy to Diddy.
He's not signed to MMG. He's not signed to MMG. Oh, he still might be. He still might be.
Nah,
I'm thinking about Lil Durk. Lil Durk ain't signed to Coke Boys no more. He was for a little bit. So Montana, French Montana owns his own label.
They had Chase under.
Chase was under Coke Boys.
Lil
Durk was under Coke Boys. I think Coke Boys label might have fucking fell through, honestly.
I've heard that tag in a minute.
At all. That label was killing it. Then one of them got killed.
French
and then
is too busy overseas building schools and shit.
Shout out to French Montana's Monkey Julius, that young bull monkey.
That guy
that's
taken
my
away
best
from
friend.
Him.
That's my best friend.
French Montana.
His monkey got taken away from him a year ago.
Julius got taken away?
Yeah.
Julius
got taken away too.
Why does everyone's monkeys get taken away? Julius is my guy.
They technically have a monkey as a pet.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Where do they live?
Shout out to Julius one time, Julius. Whatever zoo you're in, getting treated like shit. Whatever zoo Julius is in, getting treated like shit, I'm going to come rescue that bull one day when I get the money.
Shout out to the zoo, so.
Julius was my guy.
That's all animals in the zoo.
Little monkey.
That ain't making any
problems. The monkey loved French, too. Like, I remember there was a video of French in his bed. Yeah, and some bull came up and was like, yo, Julius is here. Like, French walked out in the living room and Julius is the monkey, too, by the way. A little ass monkey. Runs across the room when he sees French and jumps literally right into his arms. I swear to God. No, there's a regular video. French is like laying in his bed and like, I don't know, I guess his assistant or whatever you want to call it comes in and gets him. He's like, yeah, like, Julius is here. French walks out into the living room and Julius is across the room. The monkey sitting on the couch. He sees French. This fucking monkey runs across the room, yo, and jumps right in French Montana's arms. And French is like, oh, I missed you so much. Like, it was so cute. It was fucked up. I was like,
it's all funny because the monkey slaps the shit out of you and you're just
like
about life.
It was a little monkey, though. It was like one of the, like, monkey like that. It wasn't like a bigger monkey, you know? It was like one of the.
Yeah, the small
one. It was a small one. He was cute as hell.
One of the handheld monkeys.
Damn, yo. The ones you hold in your hand.
The ones that can, like, sit on your shoulders.
They still throw shit, though, so I don't give a fuck. Yeah, Julius, come here. Throw shit right in your face.
Don't ever piss the monkey off.
Real shit, I think.
Monkeys are fucked.
When he went into the room with the monkey and everything,
yeah.
Did he hear the song in the back?
Nah,
he
wanted
his own song.
It was the monkey song?
But if you see the video, we're talking about the same video. Like, French is laying down in his bed. Then he walked into another room, and the monkey was there. Julius was there. Yeah. And the monkey hopped on his arms and shit. Yeah, okay. We're talking about the same video then, yeah.
French was probably just listening to his own music.
He's in a different room. I think it was definitely promotion for his own song. But,
hell yeah.
You know?
Man, rap's like WWE. We talked about that already. It's fucking all fake. Alright, man, so.
He's the new WWE rap.
Who said that?
Alex.
No, I'm sorry. Rap is the new WWE.
Hold on, I know we don't have this topic on the paper, but we are gonna have to dive into Jay-Z. We can either save that. I wanna save that topic for last. The last one on the paper. We gotta dive into Jay-Z one time. I'm gonna see a tweet that I read last night. This is a very good topic to talk about. Some bull said,
don't read it yet. Not yet. We're gonna get to that after little baby. We're gonna have to
see. Alright, okay, fine.
Save it.
I'm gonna go off on this topic.
Because I don't wanna go too crazy off the way we're going. So, French.
We're gonna be American next.
We're gonna go right now. Yeah, anything else you wanna add about French Montana? I guess we're pretty good on
those.
French
Montana used to be my favorite artist when I was in 83.
Yeah, French Montana used to be my favorite artist when I was in 83, too. Nah, but the producer, whatever, I mean, business. Somebody.
Go get your money, young stud. Fuck him.
Real rap.
If he made $200 million, you only get $5 million, then you ain't hurting ball.
Yo, do you like question? Do you think it hurts the producer for working with people now because he's going after someone?
Not technically.
No.
But I don't know how.
If you made the beat, you gotta get some type of credit.
I was so young that I wanted him not to get a cent, so that's where I'm like, alright, this is shit.
But we don't know how he approached it. Like I said, I don't know what you would do. If French Montana saw your beat,
I wouldn't even be able to contact him.
He made a huge song.
Can't.
Now you can.
You get a lawyer, you can.
Here's what you would do. You get a lawyer, but look, lawyer man, I made this beat. Like, this famous artist took this beat. I have to get in contact with him. Like, this is my, I made this. This is me. The lawyer would get through to somehow and do it. But here's my thing before we go on that topic real quick.
Shout out, lawyers.
So obviously Moonshine's a producer right now. If that was you, you woke up, not even woke up, like a couple weeks later, you realized French Montana took your beat. And
what steps
made,
are you doing, basically?
He made a hit, and everyone loves it. What steps are you taking? Like, what are you doing first?
For the producers who don't know what to do.
Exactly.
I'm
what are you doing first?
I'm hitting up Lamont Graves on Instagram. Everybody everybody go fuck with him. He's probably the best, like, he'll get your money right for, you know, royalties, etc. and all that. And he does more than that. Like, he'll probably, you know, he has his own little company, so he'll give you the splits. That's how Ja Rule gets all his. So he'll basically, and he has the ties too. Like, they're under Rock Nation, I think. No, I'm sorry. They're under his little company's under Warner Brothers. So that's an easy fit. And plus, like, he's cool with me. So all I have to do is basically hit him and be like, yo, look, this is my situation. I made this. French ain't let me know. I don't even know how French got the beat. Must have ripped from YouTube. This is what I'm going to do. And if that doesn't work, which I highly doubt it won't, because that's the place I'm in. But if I didn't have that connection, I would probably have to try and reach the French. I'd probably put the beat on. I'd probably spark some social media conflict first. Like,
what would you say to French, though, is what I'm wondering? Would you be like, are you going to tell him that he
can't have it? No, I'd be like, yo, so.
Like, he hits you back, what are you saying?
I'm saying, yo, look, if you want the exclusive for that, you're going to have to pay a lot. Like, you're going to have to give me. So I would not say $5 million.
Would you sell the exclusive, or would you want a percentage?
Well, I can sell the exclusive, but I'm going to keep my royalties. That's like a good thing. The exclusive is like you can sell as many copies as you want or whatever.
And you still get a percentage.
Yeah, and I can still get my royalties and plays. But was that song in movies? I'm pretty sure. Like, that song maybe.
I think it might have.
Yeah, it was in a couple movies.
So,
Ain't Worried About Nothing?
I've seen it.
Was it in The Hangover? Was it? Maybe?
Yeah.
Could have been. I
don't know.
And The Hangover is a crazy number. So, off of that.
You're getting paid for that.
And that was Kanye West's song in my mind.
You're getting all this, like, publicity and this game put behind videos and all this. So, plus, if I'm not making any money in, like, 3 or 4 months when that thing comes out, like, then I'm hitting people up to label, I guess. Like, yo, I made this beat. I will pursue legal action if you don't. I have the proof that I made it and all this.
Yeah.
But, I mean, but I wouldn't have to do any of that. I would just reach out to Lamont.
Wouldn't ASCAP get your royalties back for you with that or no?
See, that's a weird thing. Like, if you register something on ASCAP, what if he registered on ASCAP already? And his label did, then they're just
going to be like, yeah.
They're going to be like, yo, that's not your song. So you can't claim it. So
yeah, man. Basically, get a lawyer, reach out to Lamont Graves, get your royalties back. If that doesn't work, sue the shit out of him, get your money.
Yeah, I guess
always get your money. Always get your money.
Yeah, you have to, because if not, then
you're fucked. You're gonna get fucked in the ass.
If you're trying to live off music, man,
need your shit.
That's it. But the thing is, too, man, being a producer sucks because you don't want to go about bad business like that with at least French.
That's what I'm saying.
Because him suing him, that might hurt him with other people, because French is respected. But, like, people also realize, like, maybe French never even cut any bread with dudes, so.
Yeah, isn't right. We don't know what the situation is.
Like, look at Post Malone, like, the rock star beat that he was just in a New York studio, and the dude legit was just there making a beat, and he hit him up, and he came into the studio, and the dude had the beat up, and then they took that beat, and Louis Bell and Frank Dukes remade it. And they still credited the original guy, and he got his splits, and
he got a living off
it. Yeah, no.
Oh, that's good. I think he got jerked off.
I'm pretty sure Post Malone does good business. Frank Dukes and Olympus, you know. Like, but all I know is that whole beat, it was not the same. Supposedly the beat was just something that knocked and was just shitty. But Louis Bell and Frank Dukes,
man,
you know,
way better.
Poured the little fucking sauce on it. And
the new mix, and it was good.
Yeah, man. So that's what I think about that topic, and we can
do good business. Get your money. So you guys ready for me to announce the Made in America Festival? Did you see who's there?
We're local. We're in Philadelphia region.
So headliners, we got Travis Scott, Cardi B. Impressed so far with those two headliners?
I am, dude. I think, I don't know why people think that's not a good lineup so far, but keep going, because I think Cardi B's like the top female artist right now, and Travis is arguably one of the top males.
This is how days after she had that big issue too with the rape thing.
Her fans don't give a shit about that, dude.
They're ratchets, so though.
They don't care.
We got Juice WRLD, James Blake, K Cascade, yeah.
James Blake is very slept on. A lot of people do not know who he is.
I've never heard of him.
Yeah, he dropped a song with Travis and Metro.
He's
like,
on the joint this year? Nah.
Who?
He was last year. You're about him? He was last year.
No.
He was on Made America last year. He was on Firefly too. I seen a lot of my friends were at Mirror Stage in Made America, and they were doing videos like jamming out to him. I was like, damn, that's cool. That is cool. I mean, I like Mirror. I used to like Mirror a lot more than I do now. He didn't fall off or nothing.
My music taste has changed.
My music taste changed. I don't know. Mirror's still a very good artist. Very good. You all see his XXL freshman pitch?
No, he has his own freshman pitch.
Yeah,
he's had one for the last 3 years.
Yeah, he had one last year.
I didn't see it last year. Yeah. Like actual video, like pitch.
Let's talk about a different one. What about Tierra Wax? Did you see hers?
That was funny.
Nah, she's gonna get it though.
She's obviously gonna get it. I don't know if she's gonna get it, but I don't know the people that know her about that.
And she legit ate the bag of chips on there because she's like, why the fuck, I got Beyonce in the Grammy, why do I need to give a piss? So she got a bag of chips, ate that shit, and was like, all done, and just threw the bag.
I wouldn't even go. How about Richard Kidd? Richard Kidd went to last year. Richard Kidd was nominated as a freshman last year, and he went there, and he was like, he straight up told him, he said, look, the only way I'm doing this freshman shit is if Jay Christ is a freshman too with me. And they're like, nah, Jay Chris can't be a freshman. You said, all right, later. That's what Richard Kidd said. He said, I ain't doing it. Straight up said it.
Matt didn't do that shit.
Jay Chris has slept on crazy. Jay Chris is a hell of an artist. You don't like Jay Chris?
Nah, I don't know what happened. He didn't do that to you personally.
Nah, but we ran the show basically.
We didn't pay for anything. We ran the show.
He didn't do that to you personally.
Blame it on the other bull.
It wasn't me.
It was definitely fucking Matt Boyd's dick face ass and Shane whatever hell his last name is. Jerk off.
Name drop. The fuck they talking about?
Yeah, I'm giving him clout. Sorry, I'm going to try. I apologize.
Just hold on.
We
don't got to say the name again, but who
paid? They paid.
Who did the person you just say? Like, why is his name brought into this?
Oh, so the kid, the first kid, the kid not the jerk off, not the manager jerk off. The one kid had money. And said, like, I want to throw a show.
Yeah, that was you that did it.
I didn't book Jay Critch.
That makes sense. That makes sense why. Okay, dead. That makes very good sense. I get it.
Yeah, so I didn't book him. I was basically the middleman for the venue.
So, honestly, fuck all that. So you had Jay Critch and the Philly artist perform at the same show at a venue in Philly. This is a very good conversation to talk about. So you had Jay Critch and a very known Philly artist performing at the same show at the Trocadero, and you can explain what happened, because I wasn't there.
Yeah, so happened that Jay Critch came, he performed, or he was going to perform, we get there, everyone's telling me and Nikki, like, yo, Jay Critch needs wings and pizza, or he wants an extra $3,000, or he's not performing. And we weren't even aware of this rider that he had.
Wings and pizza.
That's it?
Or I would have ran across the street to China, walk around some fake ass wings.
Right? So then the two jerk-offs, I'm like, yo, this is your problem. You need to go get the shit right the fuck now and bring it to this
dude. So they booked him. I would have told them, so, yo, go across the street and get wings and pizza.
They went a mile away to get pizza. Okay. They come back, Jay Critch on the stage. So it was supposed to be artist from Philly, OT to Real, and then Jay Critch. O2 was supposed to go on, but then the jerk-off manager's like, now O2, you're cut. Your set's cut. So Jay Critch goes on stage, does two songs. O2 and his squad rush the stage during all the set, and then they're about to fuck up Jay Critch, and he's like, fuck the promoters, and then they left. Took their $30,000 and dipped.
Wait, who took $30,000?
Jay Critch.
I was going to say, I thought you were going to say, the other bull took $30,000. I was like, he's worth about two, maybe.
Yeah, dude, I couldn't think gave Jay Critch 30 fucking.
So there was an actual, like, beef, like,
backstage,
punches, yeah. Oh, the punches were thrown backstage.
There was a lot of shit thrown backstage, bro.
So there wasn't. I thought the whole fight happened on stage.
The talking was on stage. We're gonna fuck you up. Get the fuck off the stage. All crazy.
I'm surprised Jay Christian didn't come with a big crew. I would have killed
a lot of people.
So
they were bitches. They were all bitches.
They weren't shoddy.
That's funny.
They were definitely not shoddy.
Note yourself, if you ever get big and you're famous, you better not roll with bitches because your chain going to get snatched, your watch going to get taken off your wrist. Roll with some people that are tough, though, for real, man.
That's like that one thing we're talking about before.
All right, let's hop back on there.
Yeah, back to the My fault. Damn it,
that was a good story. That was a good story, though. A lot of people don't know that.
Actually, Dan, say what you want to say. I was trying to get back on top.
It's like that security talk. The security talk?
Oh, last week.
Yeah, I think it was two or three weeks ago. They're talking about the security. Like,
that's my favorite
artist. You got to protect it, you know?
Because you don't know what the fuck's going to happen with that. You do. So let's address this lineup we got. So... Cascade, Anderson .Paak, the Free Nationals.
Anderson .Paak slapped on.
Kodak Black. Oh, I didn't know Kodak Black was in there. Bazzy, Georgia Smith. Blueface, a.k.a. Bust Down. Pink Sweat.
Blueface is on there?
Fucking Blueface is terrible.
But wait a minute, dude. This lineup's not that... I mean... Rove definitely ain't doing that shit anymore. You don't need that. Meek, you know, they could have threw Meek to really make it a little better. Really, but Uzi would be good, but Uzi's probably done.
I don't know who's booking.
Right.
I don't know who books these festivals, man. That's the thing I wish I knew. Who books the festivals? But I don't know. You're right. Thinking about it, Travis Scott and Cardi B is a good headliner. I would love to see a Meek and a Jay. Or I always wonder why Drake does new festivals, but I guess he's too big for that.
Dude, Drake has OVO Fest.
That's true. He makes all the money off that, so it's all good for that man. Mm-hmm. Then we got like the no names, but not really no names. Jacob Banks, Katronda, who fucking knows? Grace Carter, K-Zo, Tierra Whack, Roddy Ricch, Freddie Gibbs, Madlib.
Freddie Gibbs?
Yeah.
Tierra Whack, that's pretty solid.
Heavy Sabotage, SG Lewis, this is a DJ set. Made in Tokyo, DaBaby. Amber Mark, Megan Thee Stallion.
The Baby's on there, too?
Yeah, the Baby's on there. Cassie, Chanel Trez, Elephant, Phantoms, Setmo, 99 Neighbors, and Cowboys on there.
I don't know. I mean...
You know, they need to throw Manny Moonshine out Scratcher on that thing real quick.
No, I guess it's not too bad, because they're not going to put everyone that's popping out there.
We don't have the money for that shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, this is probably like.
That's not a bad.
$5 million.
I saw people hating. It's like, because we want to see Drake. Or we want to. It's just like, bro.
Drake's never doing a festival.
They never have a festival.
I'm surprised he's doing it. He has his own festival. Why would he do this one?
Money. Probably crazy. I'll have crazy money. Probably gave him $1 million.
He's not Kylie Jenner. He don't need money. He got half hers.
She got half his, basically, right now. Until he get married. But yeah, man.
She's a billion-dollar chick.
So are we impressed with the lineup, or what are we thinking?
I'm not going.
Yeah, I'm not going. Unless I'm backstage. I got this thing with shows. I'm not going unless I'm backstage, for real. But, I mean, it's cool. I don't think people should be hating. Got Cardi B and Travis as the heads. They're arguably on the top right now.
They're respective genders.
You know what's crazy? Not off top, but still Made in America Fest. Their email's down there, Instagram. Man, it's a Gmail account. I don't know why I thought that's funny. So you know some jerk off booking this shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. So no one's here is going to go. I'd like to see fucking Jay-Z come back for one more with a Meek Mill. That'd be fucking lit. I've never seen Jay-Z live in person.
I did. Watch the Throne Tour.
I'm sick.
You know what they did, though? They didn't even have an opener. So they made you sit there until 10.
Smart.
And they showed up late. Him and Kanye.
How long did they do? An hour?
They did with probably two. They did the whole album and they did their. Jay-Z did Hard Knock Life. Or Hard Knock Life. Whatever. I don't know if I said that, but.
Yeah, man. So. We just got next Lil Baby, Gunna, and Lil Wayne, Drake, and then a Jay-Z.
Yeah, that's some fuckery shit. I don't even want to hear that, dude. I hate social media, man. Somebody really compared Lil Baby and Gunna to Lil Wayne and Drake. I don't even think Baby's close. To Wayne, and I don't think Gunna's even close to Drake if we're going to compare him because
we're on the little baby Gunna and Lil Wayne.
All right, I'm back. I'm sorry I take a pee, but I can go off on this conversation. So what is the topic? Are we comparing the little baby to Gunna?
Do you believe that little baby and Gunna is comparable? Skill level, everything to what Drake and Lil Wayne were back in their like thing.
If we're talking numbers-wise, no shot. But if we're talking music-wise, yeah, I think very comparable.
Bro, what?
Oh, hold on, come on, bro.
We're talking music content-wise. I'm not saying they're better than Drake and Lil Wayne, but I'm saying music content wise.
Alright, let's give me a baby think, got a song, and I'll give you a Drake Lil Wayne song.
You know what? I can't even front. I think. I think Gunna sucks, yeah, but I think Lil Baby carries him so much.
Bro,
Lil Baby's one of my favorite artists right now.
It's like a big brother.
You think Gunna sucks? Lil Wayne and Drake.
But I think Lil Baby can carry him so much.
Lil Wayne and Drake are both better than Baby, so I don't even know how you're even saying that musically they're comparing.
Yes. In my mind, I like Lil Baby's music way better than I like Drake's music. So I mean,
wait,
that's
gonna
be though.
Gunna
is trash.
The worst
thing that pisses me off is people.
Did you hear what you said?
What?
You said like Lil Baby's music more than Drake's?
Yeah, I do. I like Lil Baby's music more than Drake's. Yeah, Lil Baby's one of my favorite artists right now. But what I'm saying is, that pisses me off is people try to compare. Don't even not compare. They try to say who's better, Gunna or Lil Baby. And I'm like, that is not even an argument. That is not. Lil Baby is so good. Him and DaBaby have to make a damn album called Baby on Baby, and my life will be complete.
That's what the album was called.
Baby on Baby.
That's what his album was.
Oh, was it Gone Baby was the last album?
Oh my God, it was.
It was called Baby on Baby.
It was. Yeah.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Well, they got to make an album name that has the name Baby in it. It's fire. That album would be...
It's not even an album.
It could be a mixtape, it could be a prize, it could be whatever. That'd be crazy. But yeah, I do. I like Lil Baby music more than I like Drake's music.
Chucky Finn throws as the album cover.
I don't know.
I like Lil Baby a lot. Man. But back on what you're saying, Lil Baby and Gunna versus Drake and Lil Wayne, that's not comparable. It's not.
We did.
We're talking about the combo, the pair.
Lil Wayne is my favorite rapper of all time. Lil Wayne's my favorite rapper of all time, I think. He didn't get me into rap, but once I got into rap. 50 Cent got me into rap too. Here's exactly what got me into rap. I remember the exact day that I was a full blown rock dude kid. I loved Motley Crue, I loved Guns N' Roses, I loved all of them. I was in my house watching MTV on Thanksgiving Day. My mom was making dinner. I'm a very young kid. Right?
Very young.
And on TV is the making of the collaboration of Jay-Z and Linkin Park. Like how they made Numb and Encore and everything. I was watching that, them in the studio, I was like, holy shit, this song is so hot. Like, and then I was like, oh my God. Hip hop song.
A little kid.
I was like, holy shit, this is hot. I didn't say this is hot. In my head at the time, I was like, damn, this is like good. This is really good. So I was like, oh my God, this song. I kept playing the song. I went to my cousin's house and he had a 50 Cent CD and like he wasn't home at the time. I took it out of the case and put it in and started playing it. I was like, oh my God, like this is what I like. Yeah, I'm not even gonna lie. When I was a little kid, I started wearing my pants low, my boxers showing. Shit. My dad hated me.
I bought fitted hats and put them to the side.
Dude, seriously, I love hip hop so much, dude. It was crazy. But what I'm saying is, Lil Wayne is like one of my favorite artists of all time. So I mean, I'm not contradicting myself. I like Lil Baby more than I like Drake.
Then saying when we asked the topic, you said that Lil Baby and Gunna is a better combo.
That was my first. I said that.
He's like,
that.
They're so much better than Drake and Wayne.
Yeah.
There's no way I said that. I think what I might have said was...
Nah, you said that.
When I came in, I thought the conversation was who's better between... Because on the paper it says Lil Baby versus Gunna. Isn't that what it says?
It says Lil Baby and Gunna.
I thought it said verse Gunna.
It's home row versus, but it's Lil Baby.
Okay, so fair enough. That's what I thought the conversation was. I thought it was Lil Baby versus Gunna. That's right. I get real pissed about that. You're dumb. How?
7 days out of seven.
Look, I'm not doing some podcast. When the podcast comes off, me and the car.
I'm serious. I have all Gunna's albums. I don't have any Babies.
You're stupid. Lil Baby has different flows. His bars are better. His flows are better.
His
voice is better. His voice is better. Okay, well, Baby might have...
I took the top off. The Gunna's like, that's us. You can see Baby do that shit. He talking about the same shit every song.
Can we see how dumbed down music got in life? Because... thinking like Dines and that's bars. I'm like, oh man. But nowadays, that is bars.
Wait, what's bars?
Like saying Lil Baby has better flows and better bars than like Gunna, but they both don't have bars at all.
Well, I mean, yeah, if you want to get that technical. I mean, no, I'm saying, don't get it twisted.
A bar rapper from this, dude.
J. Cole is probably my favorite of all time, I think. And he's all straight bars. I know what bars are, but I just, like, I'm saying...
I'm saying it's your fault.
I'm gonna tell you straight up, I don't really like lyrical rappers. I'm not gonna lie to you. Like, I'd rather listen to like a hot beat with a hot flow. I'm not really a lyrical guy, but it's funny because J. Cole is my favorite rapper of all time.
If you
want
to listen to lyrics, listen to Jay-Z. Everything he talks about.
I mean, yeah, but I'm saying J. Cole is my favorite rapper of all time. He's a straight up lyrical rapper. He ain't a flow. Like, I don't know. J. Cole's my favorite rapper of all time, and no one's ever gonna be able to come in front of him. To me, I don't know. But I can tell you right now, it's weird because I don't like lyrical rap. I like good flows and good verses. But it's weird that J. Cole is my favorite. J. Cole just does it for me.
J. Cole is my guy. He can do both.
J. Cole is the best rapper.
I remember Right Above It came out with Lil Wayne and Drake, dude. That song was so fire.
I loved that song so much, I hated it to the max. I couldn't listen to that song after a while. Right Above was good.
That shit was
the best song between both of them, I think, is Ransom. People forget about Ransom. Then I never heard that song.
Right Above It, when Right Above It dropped, was when me and him first started hanging out.
I was a rapper, too.
I was riding. We were riding scooters around.
You
can find his raps on YouTube. I'm going to show them to you. We ain't going to say it on the podcast. But anyway, when Right Above It dropped was when me and him first started hanging out. We used to ride our scooters and bikes around town. I used to have to be in by 9 o'clock, I think, when me and him started
hanging out.
Long time ago. I think I was in 5th grade going into 6th, I think.
Donnie's curfew was...
But whatever. My curfew was young as shit. Me and Flaherty and the whole town used to ride scooters around and just cause a scene. And I always had to be in early as shit. But that's when I first started hanging out with him. Yeah.
Being early as shit. I remember
a long time ago, man. It's a long time ago. Look how I glowed up too now.
You don't get enough Lil Wayne Drake anymore.
You don't. I think they need one more tour together. One more collab album and tour. How crazy would that be? If Lil Wayne and Drake made one more album together and went on tour together, I think that'd probably be the biggest tour of all time.
I've never seen Drake live, I've seen Wayne live though.
I did go to Drake.
First Lil Wayne?
I went to Drake this September.
Drake.
Concert-wise, it was the second best concert I ever went to. The first one, y'all are going to be like, what? The best concert I ever went to was the Weeknd concert. Nav was the opener, and Gucci Mane was the opener. I went to that.
But the funnest time I ever had at a concert was
Travis Scott, Astroworld, because we paid a shit ton of money for... What we thought was row one seats, what we thought was the fucking first row, it was just general admission. There was 1,000 people down there with us, but I still had a hell of a time. Travis Scott.
Oh, you were the pit?
They were
$250, so it wasn't a lot of money. But
it's when we bought the seats, we bought the best seats in El StubHub. We bought the best seats in the house. And it said row one, seat one. I thought it was seats. I was like, bro, we're front row.
Because I've been to concerts before where they have the seats down there.
Usually they do have seats down there.
Like Uzi had seats down there.
But I'm sick. I deleted the videos, but like,
Uzi concert was fun.
Travis Scott had two stages.
Do you hear what we said about you last week on
there? Yeah, it's fucked up. My mom listened. She was fucked me up. Yeah.
Your mom listened to us?
She did. She said, what are you going to Ryan's house to do a podcast? I was like, yeah. She's like,
sorry, Donnie's mom. Donnie does not do anything.
We said you drank the straw, you dummy.
The Roman coach said they had me fucked up. Travis, I mean, Lil Uzi.
We're trash. What?
Talk about that anymore.
That was the funniest concert. I had a good ass time. I bought one of my friend's tickets for his birthday. We got to see YNW Melly perform before he got booked.
Where was that?
Shit, I forgot. You were there, brother.
He performed there?
YNW Melly.
Let me tell you how fucked up I was in this concert. I got there and all I see is Blueface like boo.
Yeah, dude, he
was like encore. Encore, like, boo, get the fuck off the stage.
Yeah, everyone off. It was fucked, dude. I was kind of a Blueface fan then, but I think that I think Melly performed before Blueface. Why didn't I see him?
Oh, did he really?
He performed I want to say he did Murder on My Mind before it was that big, and then he did Virtual Balenciagas.
I'm going to say I missed that.
Yeah, so he performed. I was hyping about that.
They jerk people off by saying 21 Savage, Nav, it'd be one song.
I don't care, bro. Lil Uzi had a lot of friends that he brought out that night. I had a hell of a time.
Dude, it was funny shit.
And we bought Nosebleeds, and I still had a hell of a time, man. Lil Uzi has a lot of friends.
Uzi
has a lot of friends.
The club boss.
Chief Keef came out. You know, they started playing Fernando, and he wasn't even nowhere to be around.
Chief Keef came because ASAP Ferg.
Chief Keef was so high, they started playing the song. He wasn't even out there. He showed up 10 minutes later, the song started playing, yo.
Chief Keef was in Philly for some reason, yo. He tried to perform. He was like,
real rap, yo.
He was like, 300.
One of my friends texted me, he said, it wasn't even going to the concert. He was like, bro, Chief Keef's in Philly right now. His Instagram picture just had Philadelphia, Pennsylvania as his location. What if he performs at Uzi and Friends tonight? I was like, well, I got tickets, so I mean, that'd be hype. And sure enough, Chief Keef comes out. I was like, oh, shit.
We seen him. We left.
Lit.
We were walking by the buses, and Chief Keef was there, and the cows was like, Chief Keef, 6ix9ine's going to kill you. He was fucking screaming. He's like, oh, I mean, the weird ass noise was great.
Oh, yeah.
I thought we had to die. I'm like, if Chief Keef had to shoot us.
Yeah,
that's the most part of
it. I wouldn't say to him if I saw him.
Nah, yeah, you don't want
to
fuck with Chief.
If you were
set
at the
Lil Reese,
you would have said
Lil Reese probably would have pulled. Nah, fuck no. Yeah. Lil Reese don't really be rolling with Chief. They're boys, but like, they do different things. I don't think Lil Reese can even leave Chicago yet. He's still on all. He still goes to court every month and shit. Lil Reese is still with a lot of cases that are open still.
Oh,
jeez. He still is going through
that
shit. Every month he's tweeting, I'm going to court today, pray for me and shit. Every month, yeah. Every month.
His lawyer man, crazy.
No shit, but he has the money. Lil Reese has the money to be, like, doing that, but, like, it's fucked. So.
Yeah, man, Lil fucking Zach is funny. You had a tweet you wanted to show us.
About Jay-Z. Did we already go on Jay-Z?
Yeah,
this is going to be a very good topic.
We told you to shut up.
Okay, let me go in and read this. Ready?
Damn, I'm trying to think of my song now. We're talking about 50
Cent. This shows how real Jay-Z is. Someone tweeted, this man, Jay-Z, paid Lil Wayne's taxes, got Meek out of jail and paid all the lawyer fees, got 21 the best immigration lawyer of all time, got Uzi's contract handled, and then gives Nipsey Hussle's kid $15 million.
In a trust?
No, I don't know what it was. I don't know if it was cash or check. He said, then give Nipsey Hussle's kid $15 million.
You think Jay-Z got $15 million just to give like that, though?
Do you know how much money that man has?
He owns Ducey. He owns Tidal.
Jay-Z got to be one of the top.
That's a lot of money.
Jay-Z got to be top 10 of people.
What he said in
his
song.
I swear to God.
He said 50 Rock Nation to kick it with my
right,
bros.
Right, whatever he said.
He said he owns half of Rock Nation to kick it with my bros. 100% Tidal to... Something.
Dude, I don't know. 100% Then he said, I own 100% of whatever. I think he said he owned 100% of Rockin'
stuff right now.
Yeah, look it up, Dan. Alex got it.
What I'm saying is, there's not a realer person in the world.
Yeah,
I mean, this is in the game.
That's crazy how Jay-Z and Kanye.
It's everything
like,
he did. What I just said, like,
the
you might not heard everything, but he said,
when
you
think the last season, Jay-Z, Kanye.
Do you hear what Meek said? Meek literally said, he said, the lawyers I had, Meek Mill said this. I couldn't even pay for the lawyers I had.
Oh,
Meek
no.
said that.
What?
Jay-Z
here.
Paid
Jay-Z?
That. Yes,
what?
Meek Mill came out and said that. He said, I could not even, I couldn't even pay for these lawyers. Meek Mill said that. He makes crazy money. He said Jay-Z had to pay for that because I couldn't pay for it.
So Jay-Z said in his song, I believe the phrase, that's the wrong part. I'm 50% of Ducey and it's debt-free. 100% of Ace of Spades worth half a B. Rock Nation, half of that, that's my piece. 100% of title, busted up with my G's.
that's a lot of money right there.
That's a big answer.
So we're looking at $500 million,
so
debt-free
Ducey,
which is like...
Ducey's worth a shit ton of money.
Looking up right now. Let me see. Fucking Ducey worth.
Dude, can we just... Yo.
Real shit, you're never buying a feature from him, so if he fucks with you, I don't know
what
you're
getting. Yeah,
no, like, Jay-Z is strictly about genuine, real people, dude. Like, you'll never see Hov do anything that... He never does any fuck shit with anybody that hasn't been there, you know? Like, it's crazy, I don't know, man. Like, that's one person when he passes, dude, that's gonna completely shock the world, dude. Because
yeah, it's so funny.
Everybody's so about themselves, and Jay-Z's like, he knows there's more to life than money, and he'll go do what he has to do. And he knows, like, because, you know, you don't see Jay-Z on, like, a 21 Savage song, but he respects 21 Savage's hustle and went out of his way to make sure 21 Savage, you know, was okay.
And looked out, man. I think, I don't know, it doesn't much do say it's worth. I tried looking it up. Doesn't say how much it's worth, but...
Well, hold on. Do you listen to Joe Budden's podcast?
Which one?
Anyway. You know, Rory does Doosay Palooza. Jay-Z collects, he supplies, like, the shit, I'm pretty sure, and...
Gives them, like, yeah.
Dude.
I wonder if he takes a percent of that.
He definitely.
Yeah, he shows up to him too.
They're right there alone, that's worth a couple $1 million, man.
Wait, what?
If Jay-Z shows up to your event and stays and like just fucking, that's crazy.
Yeah, I'd say he's there too, dude.
Yeah, so correct. He does have the money to spend just to give someone $15 million because that's fucking retarded.
But you think,
he probably got people giving him money.
You know what's crazy? Like, on like the Jay-Z topic, Tidal really pays the most. Out of all the streaming services to the fucking artists. How crazy is that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I gotta get into Tidal because they actually, like, I don't know. I just never have because Apple's so...
There's no Tidal for artists, is there?
Nah, but you can see, like, the how many places you can get from the ASCAP statements.
Really?
Yeah.
I gotta register. I'm slacking on this ASCAP thing. I need it.
Yeah.
All right, we got anything else we want to add? Unless you want to go into our picks.
Man,
we're at a long time. We're at 1:25. 1 hour, 25 minutes.
Oh, that's not bad. We did, what, 1:30 last time?
Yeah.
So, I mean, we can do our picks now. Listen, we want to say anything else. Anything crazy?
Going on. We're doing.
Any homages? Shout out to, hopefully, whoever was involved in that fire.
Real shit, Olivia. R.I.P. Nipsey Hussle, man. Just keep saying that over and over again.
Yeah, definitely R.I.P. Nipsey Hussle. Is that what you think?
Go stream the shit. Go buy his shit.
Stream him. Run that shit up so his family can eat. Yeah, I mean,
and
they
the people
can,
that he employed, too.
Because
now people don't understand the people that he employed.
I hope his bodyguard takes over, like, not takes over, but, like, keeps, you know what I'm saying?
Keeps it going. He will. Then that will be, nobody's not going to, you know, live up to the hype, well, not the hype, but, like, live up to what Nipsey, you know, wanted to accomplish. But
yeah.
I think we should dive into our songs now. I think we had a successful.
I think so. I think it's been over an hour, definitely.
Hour 30.
That's a long shit.
Nah, it's not long. We've been
who wants to go first?
What song are you picking? Who wants to go first?
Someone go first. Someone already has theirs. I already got a couple I'm thinking about, so. Someone go first.
I'm not doing this song.
Someone go first.
I don't know.
Do you have your phone ready to do it, Rod?
He's gonna do it.
Yeah, one of you guys get the song. I got you.
I think you can end it now, or you're gonna keep it rolling.
I'm gonna keep rolling with songs in there.
Yeah, we'll put it on your speaker so we can.
Well, no, I'm saying it's because we're gonna be sitting here for a little bit. I feel like looking for.
I'm ready. I mean, I can go.
For you? We're gonna play.
Billy Ray Cyrus one or the regular one?
Billy Ray Cyrus. I don't know.
I'm turning my headphones all around.
All right, we got Dance Pick.
I gotta go to the bathroom,
I'll be back, yo. We got Old Town Road, it's gonna be Dance Pick. Here we go.
With the
Billy Ray Cyrus. Is Ernie's mic still on?
Yeah.
Talk shit. We
still
talk shit
before we talk good.
Nah, we're gonna talk shit. Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse to the Old Town Road and I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna take my horse.
Billy Ray Cyrus, give me a call, boy. Let's do some tracks.
I
got the horses in the bag. Horse stock is attached. That is mighty black. Got the boots in black and
mad. That was crazy at the MOB. Look at this. They have a translator out there. They have a translator.
Can't nobody tell.
for my brand new guitar. Baby's gotta have a diamond rings and Bentley sports bras. Riding down Rodeo in my Maserati sports car. Got no stress, I've been through all that. I'm like a Marlboro man, so I keep going back. Wish I could roll on back to that old town.
You got yours, you want me to go?
You can go.
Alright, so my pick is somebody who, you know, a lot of people have Nipsey as, but I have him as my, I really like Staly. So this is off the MMG project that self-made too. It's called The Zenith. It has Staly and Wale featuring Rick Ross. Zenith. You know, it's Rick Ross's song, but, or Rick Ross is a part of him.
I never heard this, man. So I can only find Fountain of Youth?
No. What do you want?
On YouTube.
Yeah, you know, now you can get mine on YouTube.
Kinda. Oh, you don't need to spell Staly right. Wow. Sorry, I saw Staly in Cali. Nobody even knew who he was.
Here it is. Sorry, my computer's a piece of shit. You know who gave it to me? You want to guess?
Who's that?
My grandmother gave it to me. That's why this shit's a flaw. Poor this computer. Poor lady.
Way better fucking computer than I have, brother.
Your face is loaded.
As you listen to my music, I want you to see my point of view. Coming from this independent home, on everything you saw with very little. You know? Boy, I'm shining on these hoes. Triple gold kittens when I'm riding on these hoes. Got that lithium wood, you know how this story goes. I'm always on my toes when I ain't pushing the wood. Tire speed is squeal as I bend it to the top. All these haters say you watch
my dollars. I appreciate it all.
I'm a pop, yeah. I hate to lose more than they love.
like tomorrow, I don't want to be a martyr.
See, y'all remember MFG was on top for it, right?
Yeah. Somebody said Action Bronze is on South Street throwing sandwiches right now. So my song of the week is Lil Uzi Vert, Money Keep Coming. And yeah, this is going to be the hottest song you've ever heard in your entire life.
Don said he's about to play fucking
This is a leak?
The Nipsey Hussle song.
I was going to play a throwback, but switch it up.
This is a leak. Oh, Uzi dropped it. Leaked
the whole song, man.
Wow,
I'm working on dying.
That's crazy.
I'm working on dying. This is gonna be his biggest song of all time.
No way.
Promise you. Promise you.
Dropped already, y'all.
Months ago. Yeah. No way, bro.
Oh,
man.
Did
I catch that?
Ian Harper?
Wow. What's going on down here? That was awesome. Dagger to the sun.
Most here.
A lot of my friends are broke, so not you, but like a lot of
Take another shot. Take another shot. A lot of my other friends don't got a lot of money, so I have to pay some.
Yeah, another shot goes down.
I used to be
allowed to play. Seven innings, five hits, three runs. That's not bad. We need to score more than three runs to gain the window.
Working on dying makes a motivation.
That's Dine's pick. Little Uzi money coming in. Or money coming, whatever the hell it's called. My pick is a throwback, boys. That if you do music, you can relate to this.
What's his name?
What's the saddle? Where are we going?
I'm buying both shit.
How about now?
I was spelling my vision being bigger than a bigger picture. Crazy how you gotta wait until it's dark out to see you really wish. Crazy how even when it miss you, shit'll come back around and get you. Crazy like all my niggas. Remember I deleted all my other girls' numbers out the phone for you. Remember when you had to take the bars down, I drove in the snow for you. Yeah, you probably don't remember half the shit a nigga did for you. Yeah, you ain't really fuck with me way back then, girl. How about now? Cause I'm up right now. Hey, you suck right now. Oh, you thought you had it all figured out back then, girl. How about now? Cause I'm up right now. Hey, you suck right now. Yeah, you thought the little effort that you put in was enough, girl. How about now? Yeah.
He's dropping it. Oh.
Look at that swag.
Yeah, always been daddy's little angel. I bought your dad a bunch of shit for Christmas, he didn't even say thank you. I had no money left from acting, I was focused on the music. I used to always try and burn your CDs on my new shit. You be like, who this? I be like, me, girl. You be like, all word, true shit. Then ask if we can listen to Ludacris. And Carl Rise made me feel like I was losing. Yeah, made me feel like I ain't have it like that. I was average like that. Started drinking way more than I used to. People form habits like that, girl. Yeah. Man enough to tell you I was hurt that, yeah. I'm not even Christian. I still went to church that, yeah. Guess I just had to pretend that, yeah. I ain't even see my friends that, yeah.
Pod, if you're listening, Pod, listen, Don's inviting me out to this place, that's gonna be crazy. There you go, exactly. Alright, guys, we're gonna end the podcast here. Thank you for staying around for 1 hour, 43 minutes, 44 by the time I'm talking. It's fun. Every Saturday, we look forward to doing this with you guys. We're all homies here, right? I think we're all friends. And I'll see you tonight before I end this.
Nah, man, it's been fun.
Have a safe, great Saturday.
Can't wait till next Saturday.
See you guys then.